Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings and hotel. Welcome to Oracle's Read by Omiinka 7. You've got your Omiinka this evening. I'd like to thank you for joining us on this segment of Right On, Right On, Right On. And I don't know how many of you got your pens and pad, but let's get right on to business. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening. And our segment this evening will be focusing in on those writers that are preparing to write the manuscript. That's right, we're going to move on, people, to the next level of Right On, Right On, Right On. I told you that this would be a fun, full month, and I meant that because we have some work to do. And for those youth that are out there, we'd like for you to join us. This segment of our show will be featuring talking about those necessary tools that we must include in our manuscript. And we will be talking from the perspective of professional writers. That's right. We're talking about composing and writing. One of the things we're talking about is a collaboration. I don't know how many of you are ready for a collaboration, but the collaboration should be put before all of. We're looking at doing an anthology, a collection of poems. And there may be several other collaborations, but we're going to start this one off by talking about putting together an anthology of a collection of poems so that we can get content information, good content information, and collaborate our efforts to publish together. For those of you who are interested in joining this venture opportunity, I'm going to be holding a contest. And this contest will be for you to submit your lines of poetry. Now, there's no way to fail or pass. I'm just going to read through those particular poems, see which ones should be submitted to our anthology, and they will be collectively and put into our anthology. This is a chance for you to get bragging rights, to talk about your published piece that has been put into a collective anthology. Now, I don't know if you know what an anthology is, but an anthology could be a collection of certain topics or certain areas that you're focusing in on. And we are going to set and lay the parameters for submitting that poetry and uploading that poetry in a later date. We're going to talk about the necessary tools that are necessary for just writing a manuscript or just writing a collection of poems. The reason why we thought we'd start with the poems first, because a lot of you poets and rappers out there have work that you've already done and you've never had published. I am a published author, and I have poetry books that have been collected and actually published, a wireless book online, as well as an actual paperback-bound book of poetry. However, I'm currently submitting my actual thesis, which was a manuscript that is now going to be featured and published. And that particular book will be a wireless book, and you'll be able to find that out on the website, and I'll be able to give you the exact web page where it will be housed at. Now, this joint venture opportunity that I'm holding, this contest, the prizes are going to be somewhat, how can I put it? You will have opportunity to have free time on my radio show and be interviewed and have access to the free, you know, be interviewed by me to talk about your poem, to get your work out there, and this will be an opportunity so you can have some bragging rights. the niche that we're going to be looking for. It's going to be in many different categories for the anthology, and we are going to allow you to bring certain topics, and then we will narrow it down to the specific topics that we would like to have in this book. And the entries, we're going to select maybe 12 topics, and then those entries can go in either one of those 12 areas. And each of these topics will feature certain information that we want to talk about. Now, let me talk a little bit more about writing, because some of you might not have a niche or you might not have a process. I do use a process, and the process I use is to basically meditate first on what it is I'm going to write about. I don't sit at a blank screen, or I don't sit at in front of a blank piece of paper. I use a recorder, and I record my information as it comes to me. And I'm a little, how can I put it? I do something called spontaneous or free fall, like some young people would call it. And I allow my mind to flow, and impromptu, where I speak what it is that I'm rhyming about, and I record it in a recorder and capture that information. Then later on, I transcribe it into a manuscript or into script writing. As long as that audio stays on file, I can never lose that moment that I'm impromptu speaking. And this is one of the methods I use. You might have many other methods that you use. You might not even care to use what I'm using, but this is just more simpler way for me. And that way, if you do not type and if you are going to audio tape it, then we can easily take that audio and transcribe it to a disc and have it on a CD if you choose not. Most of the time, I always have a CD as well as a written manuscript. And for the benefit of those who would like their work put on the CD, it is beneficial to audio tape it so that it can go on a CD as well as being a manuscript and typed and transcribed. Now, one thing I want you to understand is that with poetry, some of our poetry is a little provocative, and some people write from a perspective of elusiveness. And I have to pinpoint the topics that we are going to use at a later date so that we don't get all kinds of writings and bizarre writings and people that are writing from a romanticist side that is really, really seductive. So we want to pinpoint specifically the categories that will be submitted. It is very important that you remember that we are writing on, writing on, writing on, meaning that we're going to go from one segment of writing to the next. So you have to stay with this show if you want to know what's going on next. As I said, we are working with the poetry, and it is in an anthology. I'm going to ask you to submit your actual audio or your transcribed poems. Now, we've had a program similar to this before with our Nina Simone. Where we had Nina Simone featured, where we redeemed Nina Simone, and we had many featured artists to upload their audio tape with them performing, where they actually uploaded an audio tape and we did a streaming video of them actually performing their poetry. Now, that might come at a little later date for the video so that you could go possibly on Facebook, on one of my pages, and see that audio where they are. Matter of fact, on my www.lillyinstituteforeducation.weebly.com, you can find this, the streaming artist who performed on that show. It is captured there. It is no longer on the Facebook. And the upstreaming of the video is a live video of these various different artists throughout the state who are performing. Now, because we're talking about writing, we're trying to jumpstart the profession of writers and get people published who have their poetry in their drawer and their chest, in their car seats and in their glove compartment, to get those poems out and dust them out and to get ready to present them so that they can be published in an anthology. The anthology will be collectively put together with all the poems. You'll be able to purchase the anthology and have it for your own record. When we capture our thoughts, we're able to hold on to our thoughts and carry ourselves into the next generation. And this is your chance to win prizes such as time on the show, and we're still figuring out other prizes that we can give for those people who are winners. And one of the winning prizes is that your poem will get entered into the anthology. Now, if you have submitted a poem, you might want to tell your friends to also come out and to read some of your poems. And we want the site to be open so people can go back and view your poems as well, and to create a hardcover book or a wireless book, and that right now is being decided upon. But it's very vital that you use your skills to publish. Now, let me talk to you about a little detail information. As I told you, we're working with poetry. However, when you do publish, you do get an ISBN number, and your ISBN number can come from the organization that you're publishing with. However, if they should give you the ISBN number, then their publishing name will go on your book as a publisher. That doesn't mean you lose continuity to your work. You still can publish it at a later date. However, if they give their ISBN number, they are the publishers of that particular manuscript. You be a part of our segment where we talk about the ISBN numbers so you can get that ISBN number information, purchase your 25 or what have you, and use those ISBN numbers so that you can continuously continue to write on, write on, write on, because those numbers can be used for every new book that you publish. And that tracks your book so that when your book is sold throughout the United States or the anthology is sold throughout the United States, that book can be tracked to the actual publisher. And because all of this is going to be collectively put into one book, the anthology will be put into one ISBN number, so you won't have to purchase the ISBN number. We will have a segment on that so that that collective item will be published by this radio station. However, you will have your work in that book. When you go on to write your own book, you can publish your own poem in your own book with your own ISBN number at a later date. Right now, this is a collective effort which is being done by this radio station with your work included, okay? So that does not allow you to lose a continuity right to publishing it, your pieces later. Now, we're going to start off with one poem per person, depending on how many people we have to enter. And if there is time to enter more than one poem, then we will announce that and allow you to do so. At this time, we're only asking for one poem. Now, one of the things I do recommend, and that is that when we're using creative writing, that we use creative writing in a way that if we are writing a certain type of poems that does not rhyme, that these, that our literature and writing is conducive to the criteria for setting the poetry. I know that when you speak it, you can speak it a certain way, but we're going to go over all of those things. But the main thing is that you have to determine if you would want to write yourself into history, and if you're going to be a writer, you need to be a reader. So I'm going to ask that all those people who submit their work also read the anthology once we're finished with it. And we're going to talk about today some of the daily seven habits of a highly effective writer. Now, there are many pieces of documentation out there about that, and this is just one of the documentations that most important organizations who are dealing with writing, they always look at your effective habits, and that is that you write frequently. And not only writing frequently, you not only just write frequently, you also write often as you can, and you want to make sure that your writing is consistent and that you keep it in a log, a journal of some sort, and that you periodically revisit it as often as you can and write throughout the day, evenings as well as mornings, because your collective thoughts can come from different perspectives based on the time of day. And it's also important that effective writers, they display their work. They allow others to read it. They periodically recite it on stage for themselves. They actually hear others read their material, and they don't hide their work. Some writers never get their work out front because they're very, very shy and withdrawn about their work, and they don't want anyone to critique it. And that's one of the things that we have got to learn to do, is allow people to critique our work with conductive criticism, not bashing someone in their writing, but constructive criticism that will help that person to go on to the next step or the level in their writing. Now, let's see, what else did I wanted to tell you about? Time management is very, very important, that when you are a writer, that you use good time management for writing on various different topics and ideas. And the time management is very valuable, because if you waste a lot of time sitting at the typewriter looking at a blank piece of paper or looking at a blank terminal, it could be wasted time, and the time could be best spent in another manner. That's why I say we talk as fast as we listen. So it's easier to talk our words out, then go back and listen to them, then transcribe them and see where we need to make our adjustments or changes. So it's very vital that you understand the audio tape is going to be your best friend. And that is one of the ways that Dragon, Nationally Speaking, recommends that you type, that you talk to your Dragon, Nationally Speaking, and you teach it and train it to recognize your voice, and then it begins to engage in typing. Then you can fill in the lost words that are not captured in your recording. It is an excellent tool to have for your writing of novels, of narratives, or poetry. I have used Dragon, Nationally Speaking. I think it's an excellent tool to work with, and I'm sure you will find it to be also. Okay. And how do you finish writing a novel without losing your sanity or going crazy? And this is a quote from somewhere. They talked about going insane when you're trying to finish that novel. I know for me, when I was finishing up my thesis, it was almost like I was, you know, never going to finish this book, because I kept adding more and more onto it. And while writing, you put things down, you find more information, you go and get more bibliographies to add because you want to quote other people. It's certainly all right, because when you're writing and you have other valuable people you want to footnote in your writing, you certainly want to give them credit by adding the bibliography and subnoting that they had something to say that was relevant that you wanted to reference to. So we're not going to be sitting here going through the drooling topic of the mechanics of writing and footnoting and periods and explanation points. That's not the kind of writing we're doing. We're doing free-flow writing, where we talk about how do we engage ourselves, how do we get started. Because for some people, getting started is the cherry on the ice cream. It takes forever to get started. But once some people get started, they're on their way. and your ideals should live beyond your generation. And you should be able to see yourself in the future, so when you leave these legacies behind, you can pick these books up and read them. And there are tons of contests out there where they ask you to submit your work, and they publish you an anthology. I am published in an anthology, as a matter of fact, two of them. And it was very, very exciting for me to see my words in writing and to see my words amongst other authors. And I cherished the fact that I was chosen to be put into one of these anthologies. So it's a great feeling to collect your work and to put it into an anthology. It does me much, much honor to be able to collect and find young authors out there who would like to submit their work. And I am talking about young people because they don't get the opportunity to get their work heard or for any audience to listen to them, and it's very vital. Now, number one, you may want to make an outline of your topic and what you want to talk about so that you don't leave any words out and you gather a word list of words that you might be talking about. For example, I wrote a poem about Have You Read the Book? So I had to think about my niche. What were the main books that I was trying to reference to and get some notoriety? So I began to talk about the Hosea. I talked about The Coming Forth by Day and Night, The Holy Tablet. These were great books that I thought that people should know about. And I asked the question, have you read the book? Have you read the Hosea, the Meta-Netzer? Have you sat down to let the Netzer teach you? Not from one prophet nor from one preacher, but have you sat down to let the Netzer be your teacher? So as I wrote this book, I was telling a story. And most of us have to become storytellers. Say that with me. We become storytellers. So in unfolding this poetry, it becomes a story that you're unfolding. So you want information. You're asking a question. And as you ask the question, it becomes rhetorical. You know the answer, and you answer it for the audience. And you continue to write, and people are engaged, and they're with you, and they are turning corners and exiting routes and moving right with you, and they're flowing. So this is what engages someone to continue to read your poem, because they want to know where you're going with this poem and where will it end up. Now, one of the things you want to be very careful on is reciting your poems and submitting your poems somewhere without having them published. You must go through the routes of having your work published, and this anthology is one way of getting your work published. So when it's published, you don't find all these authors out here trying to duplicate what you've written and fail to publish. Publishing is a good thing, people, and you must remember whatever you write, you want to get it published. Even if you have to write the poems down, send the poems in an envelope to yourself, don't open the envelopes. That is a cheap way of getting yourself published, okay? But there are many other processes for being published, not only the anthology, in which at this time we're not going to go into the publishing part of it. We're going to go right on, right on, right on with the writing, okay? As I said, make yourself an outline of what you're going to talk about. Voice your information in the recorder. Go and buy yourself a cheap or a good recorder, I would prefer, because recorders, and their value is based on the quality that you get from the recording. Some of these recordings may be well enough so you can upload on an MP3 and put it in a zip file and use it to go on a CD. So you want the quality to be good when you're transcribing it. Later on, you can transcribe it by listening to it and retyping it, or you could pay a transcriptionist to transcribe it for you. Now, that's what you're going to be doing if you decide to do a CD. But let me talk to you more about the anthology. You want to make sure that you become credible as good writers. And the way you become credible as good writers is that you have some input and some knowledge on your topic. A lot of times people want to write and they have no knowledge on the topic. there are various different ghostwriters out there who have tons of knowledge that can take on these assignments to write about topics that they have knowledge with. Some people tend to find niches in writing about their loved ones or writing about family or writing about love relationship. Find a niche that you are most comfortable with to write about. But the main thing is you continue to write, and you continue to write at different times of the day. With me, it's meditating. While meditating, doing my spiritual connection with my higher self, I then write down something or jot down something or record something that I can continue to add throughout the day. When you're busy like myself, you might not have a scope of time carved out where you can go into that room and just do writing. So you might want to write whenever the spontaneous process hits you to write. And you keep bits and pieces of paper everywhere so that you can continue to write. Now, like I said, your ideas should live beyond your generation. And there's something brand new I want to relate to you, and that is the ebook that I've been talking about. And the Kindle is now a popular feature too, where people are getting their work put on a Kindle. If you haven't registered for the Kindle, go out and register and get yourself an account. Now, once you write it or document it, it will begin to gain credibility. People, a lot of times things may not make good sense to you while you're regurgitating, but once you put it on paper, it becomes credible. This book will outlive you, and it will make you a legacy. So as you look back, you'll say, well, I can remember when I wrote that, and you can gain credibility on that subject. A lot of subjects that you might write about and you don't have content information, you must go out and seek someone else who has content information. For example, I could easily sit down and write this poetry book, but I would rather have content that will come from a large group of young people to get spiced up, mixture, potpourri of different thoughts of young people and how they think would be far better than just listening to what I feel or what I think. I may be an old fogey writing about something that nobody wants to hear about, but when you spice it up with a variety of diversity, then you get all sorts of writings, and that's what we want to look for, people. We want to look for a variety, and a variety is very good. Right on, right on. Right on, right on. Okay. Now, as I mentioned earlier, this month is about Right On. So I want you to hold your fist in the air, and whenever you see someone writing, put your fist up and say, right on, right on, right on, meaning keep writing and keep writing and keep writing. And as you keep writing, it will become like second nature for you. You know what I'm saying? Where there's a will, there's a way. And if there is a way, you will find the will to get up and write. And it's very, very valuable that you start being conductive of your writing. Now, use critiquing. Use a lot of critiquing when you're listening to your buddies read their poems. You know, give them some suggestion, or even take suggestions from them about your writing to make addendums or make editing corrections. Because sometimes we think one word will work. You have to be a wordologist. You have to know that there are many words out there. You have to retire some words and stop using the same word over and over and over again in poetry. But try using some new creative words. Or take old words that have been retired and accentuate on them by changing the suffix or the prefix to make those words like homonyms, synonyms, and begin to tell a story. Become an original storyteller, not just a poet that has bland writing. You want to put a twist in the story. You want to put a detour in the story. You want that author to travel with you and leave suspense with that author, with that reader. And as that reader has that suspense, you take them down another road, and a twist turns in the story, and then they are captured. You've got them in the palm of your hand. And that's what a good poem does. It takes the reader to another place, and they travel with you. And you introduce them to new environments, new information, and they have had an experience. That's what your writing should do. Give people an experience. Don't just leave them like they were. Make everyone have an experience and feel like they've been changed. Let's see. Your poem shouldn't be any more than 3 to 5 pages. And I prefer that it be 3 pages, okay, when you're writing it. And your poem should have space in between, double space, and it should have the title on it, and your name should be on it, okay? And preferably your email as well, okay? We will have a spot where you can upload these poems, and you will be able to upload them right now. We want to clarify one particular place, so that way everyone can go to that one place and it doesn't get bogged down with other emails. So we will make that announcement next time we're on the air to tell you where to go and upload your poem. And we will ask that you will send your name in along with your email first before you submit any poem, indicating that you would like to be a contestant and be a part of the anthology. Once I get your name and your email, that way I will post it so that others can see. Then next step, we will go into submitting the actual work of the poem so that we take a little time, give you some time if you haven't written in a while and you like to write fresh, new stuff, say brand new. Some people don't want to introduce their old stuff because they feel like, you know, they need something new. They want to feel excited about a new cutting edge. Then tell me that you're working on a new piece and you don't want to submit some old poems that you've already submitted. That's fine. So we're going to take it a little slow. And there's no, we're going to cut it off at a particular time, and we will announce that deadline for the time you need to have your poems in. Right now, we just need your names and your email that you are going to participate, a little bio of who you are, how long you've been writing, the type of poems you like writing, and a little information on you so we can create a bio along with your snapshot and your picture, because we would like to publish that in the anthology. And if you choose not to put a picture, that's fine. Yours will go without a picture. Now, remember, this is collective work, okay? And we are collecting the work in a combined booklet so that you can see your work being published in an anthology. Now, one of the things I want to do is classify what we're writing about. So we have our love stories in one category, and we have our self-help information in another category, and so forth and so on and so on. But we certainly want to be organized in what we're writing about. Organization is very, very important. We just don't write in all different categories and don't break them down and divide them up. It's very important. Now, I want you to give voice to your poetry and give life to it and find the words that are going to be supernaturally jumping off the page. I want to see some real zip, bang, bang, bang writing, because when we become creative, we find and discover ourselves. I don't want the old cliche where we're saying, roses are red, violets are blue, I love you, and so does he. I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for something that's original. Say original. Original. Right on, right on, right on. Originality is what we're looking for. And those poems that have originality will be the ones that will be marked and listed. Now, I do want you to understand that cutting edge is very important. Competition is very important. That is why I'm intriguing you to be in competition with others and to be competitive. That's what keeps your blade sharpened, long as you can compete. And if youngsters cannot compete, their blades will become dull. And we are sharpening our blades. No one is better than the next person. We're just keeping our blades sharper because we don't know when we're going to have to use those blades to introduce a new topic and to convince someone that our writing is good. Now, I have never read a totally bad poem. If someone has passion and uses passion to write with, it is solely theirs, and they've taken ownership, and they have passion, and they're passionately writing about what happened to them. You can write about a death. You can write about a loss. You can write about grief. As long as you're passionate about it, that poem comes to life. Make it come to life. Give it legs and give it arms so it could reach and stretch and it could walk across the room. Make it live. Put some life into it. When you put it out there, it will be convincing. Convince the audience that you know what you're talking about. Convince them that you've had an experience. And all poetry writing is expressing your experience. And that's all I'm asking you to do. Nothing great, nothing above water, but something at level, at water's level, where you talk about what you feel, what you know, what you've been through, what you experienced. So if you are convincing to others and others can feel what you feel, you have used your power to define a thing and to make others accept it as their own, once author used to say. Make others accept it as their own, and that is power. So let's use some power behind our poems. Right on, right on, right on, right on. We're going to use the power that we have within. And you're going to have to get some gumption. Because when you get gumption, you can write about things that most people wouldn't dare to venture to write about. Write about stories about your childhood, about your grandfather, about someone transitioning, making their last transition into the underworld. Write about those who have traveled in far places. But write. As long as you're writing and making it convincing, your legacies will live on until eternity. You leave something behind. And it's very vital that you know that this is a contest. So we will be competing. We will have you come in and read your poetry, or you can have someone else who has an affluential voice read your poetry. But reading as an orator is one thing, and writing is another. A lot of times people say, well, I don't read my poems. I let other people read them. Or some people say, no one else can read my poems but me. Whatever your fancy is, I'm ready to assist you. Whatever you like, OMI is here to assist you. Not that I'm an expert or that I have all my I's dotted and my T's crossed, because I'm certainly not there yet. But I do have passion for what I do. And as long as I have passion for what I do, I'm going to do what I do, what I do, when I do what I do. So don't make me have to write a poem about it. But nevertheless, I want to see some passion put behind these words. I want to see men as well as women come out and compete. And I want to see you submit your names along with a brief profile of who you are and your email so we can stay in touch. Now, all of your information is going to be posted on a website so you can go there. So by next Friday, we should have that information ready for you so you can either come to my blog talk and find that information, pull it off, and go running with it and sharpen your blade while you're at it and your pens and pencils, and then come back running so we can take a look at your first run, hopefully by the end of this month, and then we can begin to critique what you've written and listen to through orator what you are going to recite. This is going to be a fantastic opportunity, and the prizes is the anthology book that you'll get a chance to download. And then you'll get a chance to come on the air with me and discuss your writing and talk about yourself and how you aspire to be an international poet and also a lecturer and orator. Because most poets become orators or they become lecturers as well. Don't let your poetry just stop at that point. We don't want you to be getting your pen dull. We want your pen to stay sharpened and realize that young people compete. Now, the book that I have out that I'm going to ask all of you to read or to listen to, it's on audio tape, and it's called License to Preach. Step right up and get your license to preach. And I'm not talking about all of you who came to preach, but you will need a license to teach. So that is my newest book that I've been working on, downloading the actual MP3s for the new CD. However, that book is consistent of issues that pertain to clarification in the church, in the ministry. It talks a lot about the different books that are being read out there, that are being mandatory reading in the churches, and books that we all should read if we want a better spiritual walk. So in that book, I engage people to think twice and have an aha moment. Aha, I didn't think of that. And makes them engage themselves in more reading. As you know, I am a teacher, so I am going to employ you to read. And some of these books you're going to want to go read because you are going to rather switch than fight because you want to realize that these books are the types of books that you should be engaged in, not only in church but outside of church. So I talk about the Hosea, the Metanectar, I talk about the Holy Tavis, the coming forth by day and night, in this License to Preach. Now, the other manuscript that I'm uploading now is on the effects that females have on males, on African males, and how teachers affect males. And this is a textbook that could be used for the teacher in the classroom, a reference book on the African-American male, starting with infancy all the way up to the adulthood of a man. So these are some of the things I write about. Am I an expert on the topic? By no means, no. But these are things that I have inspiration for, so I put perspiration to it by putting them to writing. Right on, right on. Right on, right on. This is what I'm talking about. When you put your pencil out there, you discover a lot of avenues that you can venture out into. This may be your ticket to employment. This may be your ticket to a new avenue. I wrote my first piece for 3M and had no idea that I would win second place in my writing ability. I won second place and was able to take the funds and go on to school to work on a 2-year associate degree.